Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to this Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7 as well. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America, around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters and police and hospital and ER workers, along with our 911 dispatchers. Now, Customs and Border Patrol are included in that, too. So is in Social Security, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard. And all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for getting the job done, keeping America moving along. Now, I'm talking about our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the teams that are out there going from point A to B. Also talking about our FedEx and our UPS drivers out there getting the packages delivered across country, as well as the United States Postal Service out there with their trucks getting it done too, taking the mail into the post offices for delivery today. Now, we want to also remind everybody that you can hear our program over on our website, which is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Or you can go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and over there you can not only hear the show, but you can also catch us on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're also on Getter, and the Trump social website, as well as the other websites that you'll find us. We're attached to a lot of different things on Facebook. All you got to do is type in the name Captain's America, and you'll find us. So, don't forget. You can find us on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, as well as the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there and grab the information that's there, and you can hear our stream all day long, too. All right, to the telephone we go. We've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States,
of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I had a great event yesterday down in Lakewood Ranch. Thanks again to the people for inviting me to come down there and speak to them. And then we went over and spoke to a class, a school on American history. Appreciated them and their interest in American history and wanted to know some things about eras that they didn't live through, but they'd heard all about it. So we tried to fill in the blanks, if you will. But the kids today are fascinating when it comes to education.
How's that?
There's a lot of things that they don't know that aren't in the books, and it surprised me.
Okay.
So this is true. This is true about the fact that they've taken some of the historical events, if you will, out of some of these textbooks, and you've got to really look and see what it is you're getting. Look at your kids' books and see what's in there and see if some of the stuff you learned is in there.
Well, not only that, but you also have to look at the authors of the book. You know, Florida, I think, is in a better place than many other states, but we're still not in a good place. We're in a better one, but not in a good one when it comes to what is being taught in schools.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to also point out in my thoughts and prayers, as well as the audience goes out to our good friend Congressman Greg Stube down there, Florida 17.
Awesome.
Yeah, South Florida. Had a horrible freak accident, fell off a ladder, 25-foot fall off the roof of his house. I had that happen to me once, and I wound up breaking my back, and I just hope that he'll be okay, because you can really screw yourself up with something like that.
Well, he does have some very serious injuries. We don't know how long he was on the ground before he was discovered, actually, by, I think, an Amazon driver.
Correct.
We don't know if he fell on the driveway, or which looks like, from what I saw of his house, it looks like that could have been possible. Part of his house has got a two-story section to it, but... So the Amazon driver called the ambulance. So he's in the Sarasota Memorial Hospital. I think it's called that still.
Yeah.
There's 25 feet's a lot. I was kind of curious on why he was home on a Wednesday anyway. I thought that the house was still had things going on. They generally travel back to their home districts on late Thursday.
Right.
I was kind of curious on why he was doing some, what they say was routine maintenance. I don't know what that means on his house, but anyway.
Well, he's a good guy, and I hope he comes out of it.
For sure.
Yeah, good guy. We need him. He's him and his dad, I know them both, and they're the kind of people that you want to know. Of course, his dad is a former Sheriff of Manatee County.
Sheriff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of years. And, of course, Greg is an Iraq War veteran. All right. Let's see here. We will let you go, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after the break with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and in case you hadn't noticed, it's a Thursday morning. So there you go, and I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCodes.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we will take it right away and remind you that this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, GEICO has been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Remember, go over to the website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and while you're over there, see if you can get a cost comparison on the car and the truck that you're driving. Very simple to do. Just do it right there online, and you don't need to worry about your information going anywhere either. So get yourself a quote, and then while you're there, if you've got a motorcycle, if you've got an ATV, maybe you got a boat, maybe you got an RV, you can bundle that together, save some money on that with your car or your truck payment. And, of course, if you have a homeowner's insurance, a renter's policy for your apartment, or for your condo insurance, you can put all that together. And you will dramatically reduce the price of your car insurance just by doing that. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's GEICO, G-C-I-C-O.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I think the weather's going to be gorgeous. It was 80 degrees yesterday when I came out of the
for a minute.
The school, yeah. Well, it was down there in Sarasota, Bradenton. It was 80 degrees. It was amazing, amazing weather that we've been having. All right. All the big shots are over in Davos. I saw all the planes sitting there. They always talk about the planes, and yeah, they were there. And then they flipped it over to listen to Al Gore, who was acting like he was throwing a fit.
Well, first of all, Davos doesn't have an airport, so they have to fly in to an airport that's close by, and then they have to drive for about half an hour to an hour to get to the event. So, yeah, these elites, including Al Gore, who came in on apparently his own jet, and I think it was a 12-seater or 15-seater, and there was only two people on it. And then he just flipped yesterday. He absolutely went nuts and said, the oceans are boiling. he's nuts. I mean, he was mad. He had this terrifying look on his face of, of anger. But the other one was John Kerry. And what he had to say had such arrogance attached to it. It was just completely offensive. He said that he and a few others are the select chosen few to lead this charge to deal with all things climate change. And, you know, they've been touched, to use the word, we've been touched. Touched by whom? I think he has been touched, and he's been touched by, you know, people that would rather he have some kind of counseling or something. I mean, the arrogance of this man. But you've got all these elites over there, and what they're trying to do is really destroy capitalism. And they want, you know, everybody to suffer, so nobody suffers. They're elevating the level of suffering, you know, across the globe. I mean, the whole thing is disgusting. And, you know, I'm sad that Maria Salazar, congresswoman from Florida, is there. Christian Sinema, a senator from Arizona, is there. Joe Manchin, senator from Virginia, is there. I think Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, is there. I think I saw him. So, I mean, I don't really care about these presentations and whatnot, especially when they're led by somebody like Brian Stelter, formerly of CNN, I might add. I care about the cocktails and the prostitutes that are charging $2,500 a pop. That's ridiculous. I mean, the prostitute. Anyway, I care about the offline discussions that are in the agreements and these deals that people are cutting on the side that, you know, end up rearing their very ugly heads. Especially here in the United States, but yeah, the whole thing is disgusting, Davos.
Yeah, and again, I watched the expression on Gore's face, and it looked like he was just getting madder and madder and madder.
Yeah, he was gonna pop a couple of blood veins, blood vessels.
Yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. And of course, some of the people that are over there, it's rather surprising. That they're even in the middle of this mix, but they're there. Some of the people that are there.
Yeah, nobody. They all talk about how bad things are, but nobody's talking about what they are going to do to fix it. Nobody. They're not saying anything about a fix.
No.
Except for getting rid of anything that has to deal with fossil fuels. And oceans are rising. Blah 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 blah.
Well, the oceans are rising. They've been rising for a while, but then they also go down a little bit. So, you know, there's two sides to that story. Jacinda Ardern, who was the Prime Minister of New Zealand, has stepped down. And I remember when she became the Prime Minister, you and I talked about her and what a mistake that was for New Zealand. The mistake by the lake, I guess, is now gone.
Well, and, you know, I was she resigned. You know, she essentially took away all the firearms of all the New Zealanders after that mass shooting that they had.
Yep.
And then she pretty much locked down the country and so forth. And I'm looking at an Associated Press headline that says she was an icon to many. An icon to what?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's where you go to Associated Press, an icon. Give me a break.
Well, That's true. I'd like to know who she was the icon to.
She was creepy.
Yep,
she
was.
She's as creepy as Gavin Newsom. Yeah.
All right. Well, something else is going to be happening today. The decision on whether or not to charge somebody in the deadly rush shooting involving Alec Baldwin will be handed down today in a courtroom.
Yeah. There's going to be a charge, but I bet it's going to be watered down to almost nothing.
Will it go against Baldwin?
Yeah. But, okay. You know, it'll be one that, you know, pay a fine and go away.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. So I guess we'll see what happens there. Also, Donald Trump has chimed in and said if he becomes the president again, he will not allow China to invest in our country or to own anything in our country. He'll ban it.
Well, not to be a snot, but I think he's actually taking that from DeSantis, because DeSantis has asked the Florida legislature to include some kind of measure in their work to ensure that that is the case for the state of Florida. Because we know that China has these front companies, they're really real estate companies, and they're buying up farmland and they're buying up commercial real estate, but mostly residential real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what DeSantis is asking the state legislature to do. We think that those discussions are happening with all the Republican governors because of the conversations they have at the Republican Governors Association. So I think it's a good thing. The other piece is that CFIUS, which is otherwise known as the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States, is no longer, that database is no longer.
Oops. Where'd you go? All right, well, we just lost Denise, and it's...
I'm here.
Oh, all right, there you go. I lost you for a second. All right, well, the database you were talking about...
...to be accessible again, but somebody made the decision at Treasury not to allow that to happen.
Okay, here comes the music in my ear. We will talk to you tonight again. We'll probably still talk about Davos and see what those fools are up to. But have yourself a great day on the mountaintop and enjoy the weather.
You.
All right, thank you. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The Minnesota Vikings are putting their franchise in the hands of Kirk Cousins for the sixth consecutive season. Minnesota General Manager Kwesi Adofo-Mensah told reporters Wednesday that he expects Cousins to be the team's quarterback in 2023, and he has no plans of moving him during the offseason. Adofo-Mensah has added that he's not ruling out another contract restructure or an extension for the gunslinger. Cousins completed 65.9% of his passes for 4,547 yards, 29 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions in 2022. The Mets are adding to an already record payroll. According to ESPN, outfielder Tommy Pham and the New York Mets agreed on a one-year $6 million contract, which pushes New York's payroll past $450 million mark. Pham played 134 games in the outfield for Cincinnati and Boston last season and hit .236 with 17 home runs and 63 RBIs. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy. Time for our military and veterans news. First one of the morning here. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you, one in Clearwater, Florida, one in Concord, Mass., and they're going to tell you about themselves right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I would... I was very pleased and proud yesterday to be with a group of true patriots down in Sarasota at Lakewood Ranch, at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club for their January luncheon. And you just feel the greatness in the room when you're amongst the people like that. And they were certainly all of that. Now, I want to remind everybody that if you want a career, a really rock-solid career, you need to check out the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has a website where you go first to take a look, naa.edu, that's naa.edu. Once again, naa.edu. Go there and check out what they have to offer. See what they're all about. See the campuses. See what it is they teach. See what you can become as an aviation maintenance tech. And then once you check out that website and get the parameters down to where you know what, where you're looking, the places, the campuses, call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, they don't care if you go to one campus or both. If it were me and I was determining what to do in my future, I would go to both campuses and see what they had to offer at both of them. There is a difference, more than likely. Don't know what it is, but you might see something that you prefer over something different. We'll see. So the number again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, the website, NAA.edu. Call them up, ask to take the tour. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Now, General Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, met this week with Ukraine's chief military officer at an undisclosed location in Poland. They talked about the equipment that the Ukraine is getting. They talked about training that the Ukrainian army will be getting on some of this equipment. And they talked about strategy. Now, you got to remember that Russia thought this was won and you're done. They were just going to come roaring in there with their artillery, with their soldiers, and just literally drive over the Ukrainian army. Well, they got a surprise. That didn't happen. Instead, they have literally, in many cases, gotten their butts handed to them and had to make hastily arranged retreats to get out of harm's way so that they could live to fight another day. Well, they're back. And they're coming back with more. And they might be coming back with troops from the Belarus. For all we know, they've been training with them for a while. We'll see what happens there. Now, all two of the MARSOC 3, remember those guys that were going on trial for involuntary manslaughter? Well, the trial has started Tuesday. Gunnery Sergeants Daniel Dreyer and Joshua Negron are now facing charges that include involuntary manslaughter. The third person involved was given immunity. The reason for that is because he's going to testify against the other two. And we'll see how all that plays out. And we'll be telling you about it right here on the program because we keep you informed with that sort of stuff and more. Now, the Army's long-awaited new pay and HR system is here. The Army launched its long-awaited new human resources platform service-wide after spending more than $500 million to create the system and lacing it after years of delays with accurate, bona fide information. Also, the USS Nimitz is now operating in the South China Sea for the first time this deployment. China said its aircraft carrier, the Shandong, conducted live fire exercises days after the U.S. carrier entered the waters. Just saying, hello, here we are, we're over here, don't come near us or we will blow you out of the water. Yep, sure they will, they all will. Now, Air Force and Marine generals are seen as the top picks for the Joint Chiefs job this time around. The president is considering two service chiefs and the head of the U.S. Cyber Defense Command to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in what's going to be the president's biggest opportunity to change the shape of the military leadership to date. Is he going to be able to do it? I think not. He may appoint the general he wants, but the rank and file in the military does not want anything to do with woke. They want to break things and destroy things. That's what they want to do. Their job is to do just that, and they're very good at it. And that's what they're looking to do now. And I don't think anything is going to change. Now, the Ukraine's interior ministry leadership was killed in a helicopter crash yesterday. What a shame. What a shame. Young man who was up and coming, was a riser in the party and in the Ukraine in leadership. He will be missed. Also, the Ukraine is finally getting those Western tanks that they've been waiting so long on. Great Britain has become the first country to announce that it's providing the Ukraine with Western-made main battle tanks, namely the Challenger, for which the Ukrainians will have some interesting things to go along with it, like a missile-to-tank system, which will be on there. Won't that be interesting to see if they get that working? Also, the Ukrainian troops arrived at Fort Sill in Oklahoma to train on the Patriot missile systems, according to the Pentagon. Now, roughly 100 Ukrainian troops have arrived in the United States to begin training on how to operate and maintain the perfect missile system to help Ukraine fight against the Russians and their massive aerial attacks. Now, as Russia continues to grow and they continue to get more equipment and heavy armor of their own, we'll just have to sit back and take a defensive posture until we figure out what we're doing next. And I'm sure they've got a plan for what they're about to do. Also, the Pentagon is not currently considering back pay for U.S. troops separated for refusing COVID-19's vaccine. And that's not right when some are getting it and some aren't. We had that conversation yesterday about a whole group of E-11s that weren't getting the pay. And the guys giving them the shots, the E-12s, were. Go figure. All right, folks, I'm coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more on a Thursday morning. Thursday it is.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, there's our uptown girl right there, our announcer gal, Kathy Curtis. Thank you very much, Kathy. Hope you're having a great day. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you, as always, by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership, mossacura.com, the website. And they happen to be over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan in Tampa, North Tampa. So the cars, ladies and gentlemen, you got to shop around. Get your best deal. You can do that. And I can help you in a couple of different senses here. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program. That means all active duty, military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you've been in an EMS service or you're a firefighter or you've been in the police service, you can get tremendous deals on your vehicles at Moss Family Automotive, in particular Moss Nissan and Moss Acura. So, go over there, check them out, and then don't forget you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. That means you're going to get free oil changes, and you're going to get free tire rotations for as long as you're on that vehicle. So check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. That'll save you a few bucks along the way. I guarantee you that one. MossAcura.com. All right. The Watchdog on Wall Street is with us right now, Mr. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I had several people yesterday want me to say hello to you, so hello to you from the folks at Lakewood Ranch.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's my old neighborhood.
You're telling me? I live there, too.
Yeah, I miss it down there. I really, really do. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back down there again soon. And, you know, again, I got...
Come on down.
Close to moving back to Florida. I got one more kid to get through here at high school, and we'll be all set.
Come on down. Hey, you know, then we could go do lunches, have lunch with the captain.
I know. That'd be great.
Yeah, sure. There you go. You're on. Got to get you down here, though.
No, sooner rather than later.
All right, good. Listen, there was a lot of conversation yesterday about the debt outstanding end of the year report that Joe Biden came out, and there was a table, an index table, showing all this different debt and all that sort of stuff, and it included a subsection that carried the headline, Debt Outstanding End of the Year. It showed what the Biden administration predicted was the total federal debt, what it was going to be. And on the terms of Biden's budget proposal at the end of each fiscal year through 2032. Now, at the end of fiscal 2021, it starts out with and indicates the total federal debt was $28,336,000. At the end of fiscal 2032, it predicts the total federal debt will be $44.797 trillion. Now, this means that under Biden's budget plan, the federal debt would increase by some $16,411 trillion, or 57.8%. What are we going to do? This isn't the way to run a railroad.
Well, I'm not. Where are these numbers coming from?
The Biden debt report that he put out from his administration.
That's actually probably much, much worse then.
Yeah.
I don't want to rain on everybody's parade, but, anything coming out of the Congressional Budget Office or anything coming out of government is going to be off. They don't budget appropriately. You know how they budget? They budget like my wife's budgets. My wife budgets where she says, well, not so much budget. She'll say, I'll ask her how much something costs, and let's say it really costs on a ticket, $295. She'll say it's $200. She rounds down rather than rounds up. I round up. It's government. They don't care. They're still in less press print mode.
Makes you feel good when you do that, though.
Not me. When government continues to spend like it does with $31 trillion in debt, my concern right now is what the Republicans are going to do with this debt ceiling. I don't think that they're going to be able to follow through, and it's going to be very, very difficult moving forward for them. Again, politically, it's a very difficult situation they're in.
Let me tell you what Florida is about to do with our great governor, Ron DeSantis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced legislation responding to restrictions that swept the country over the past 3 years. The legislation would permanently ban, number one, vaccine passports. Number two, employers from firing or hiring based on vaccination status. Number three, vaccine and mask requirements in schools. Number four, mask requirements throughout the state. Number five, medical boards from disciplining doctors who spread pandemic misinformation, a law currently in place in California.
That's interesting, but my question is, Matt, isn't that already the case down there in Florida? I don't understand.
It is the case, but he's going to make it a law and ban it so that they can't get snuck in again.
Oh, okay, so you can't get some further. Well, you know, you got to make sure you don't vote in some dystopian governor.
Yeah. Now, there are some other unprecedented steps that DeSantis is ready to take and date. First of all, they announced the efforts to investigate the pharmaceutical crimes and wrongdoings surrounding the COVID-19 vaccines. Secondly, they created a Florida Public Health Committee to challenge the CDC for following faulty recommendations right from the federal institution itself.
Okay. This is what? It's going to be legislation? I'm confused.
It's going to be legislation.
Okay. You've got a lot that's going on in regards to these vaccinations, and you know, my hope is they're going to continue to study them and follow them. That there was an announcement yesterday by Moderna, which you know, obviously one of the vaccine manufacturers, is that they now have another vaccine that they've come up with, and this is for RSV.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, lots a lot of people, you know, people being stricken with this, and now they want to combine multiple vaccinations, COVID, RSV, influenza. So again, we got to continue to follow this stuff. Anytime that we kind of rush through certain things, there might be side effects that they don't catch on. And you know, I know a lot of people are concerned right now. They're seeing, you know, the stories out there in regards to various different heart attacks and strokes and a myriad of things. All of these things need to be followed. They really do. We need to continue to track this stuff. It's in our best interest. Again, I'm not going after the vaccination makers because they were tasked with doing something almost mission impossible in a very short period of time. But we need to continue to learn. And when you cut off debate or anything like that, it's always problematic.
Yeah. And of course, the Biden administration is supplying so much military aid to Ukraine right now to combat the Russian forces that it's going to take several years to replenish the drained U.S. weapons inventories that we've got for ourselves, potentially undermining America's ability to defend Taiwan from a Chinese invasion. Experts are now warning.
Well, you know, right now, I don't know if you're paying attention much to what's going on, because I have as of late. You want a good look to see what's going to be happening, what's going to be pushed upon everybody moving forward, is look to some of the narratives that are coming out of this Davos summit.
Oh, yeah.
And again, I've been covering this in great detail. I'm glad to see, you know, some of the things, you know, it's not so much us, it's more or less China coming out and you know, taking a different posture than they have been over the past couple of years.
Right.
Is good, but again, you know, you see John Kerry there. You see all of these big government types. What they're trying to do is build a narrative, and trying to get people to think in a certain way. And you know, I would recommend that people pay very, very close attention to what the elites are pushing on you.
Well, I don't either. But here's the thing: we have to pay attention to what's going on here. We have no choice in the matter. We've been asleep at the switch for too long, and that's got to stop right now. I talked to the people in Lakewood Ranch about it yesterday. The time to get going is right now. Right now. Get going.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Listen, I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
All right,
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out for all the great things he has to offer. We're coming back, top of the hour. Right after the news, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright was with him yesterday. We'll be back.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.